For Older Kids, Savannah the Engineer by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Every good gift cometh of Christ. Moroni chapter 10, verse 18.
Savannah, have you thought about helping build the battery-powered car?
Mr. Murdoch asked.
You could compete in the engineering fair.
Savannah looked at her science teacher. She never thought she was very good at science, but maybe it would be fun to join the team building the car.
Do you think I'd be good at it?
Savannah asked. Mr. Murdoch smiled.
Well, I can tell that you are sharp and have a unique way of looking at things. That's just what the team needs. Why don't you come to the team meeting today?
Savannah promised to think about it. During lunch, Savannah told her friends about Mr. Murdoch's suggestion.
Do you really want to do that?
Amber asked.
It sounds pretty boring.
I don't know,
Savannah said.
My grandpa's an engineer, and I think it's interesting.
It'll just be more schoolwork for you to do,
Tess said. Amber nodded.
Totally. Hey, why don't you come downtown with us after school? My mom's driving us.
No thanks,
Savannah said.
The team meeting is after school, and I want to go.
Savannah knew her friends didn't understand why she would pick building a car over shopping, but she wanted to try it. After school, Savannah went to Mr. Murdoch's classroom. During the team meeting, Savannah got more and more excited. Designing and building a car sounded really cool. But as Savannah walked home, she remembered what Amber had said. What if it was boring? What if she got too busy with the car to see her friends? What if they stopped liking her?
I really wanted to join the team,
Savannah told Mom that night.
But Amber and Tess think it will be boring.
Well, why do you want to join?
Mom asked. Savannah thought for a minute.
I want to know how things work, and maybe I want to be an engineer like Grandpa.
Those sound like good reasons to me,
Mom said. They sounded like good reasons to Savannah, too. Still, she worried about her friends.
There will be lots of times when your friends say one thing, but you think another. It's important to base your choices on what you feel is right.
That night, Savannah thought a lot. She asked Heavenly Father for help making her choice. Eventually, she decided what she would do. She felt peaceful and excited. The next day, Savannah talked to Mr. Murdoch.
I decided to join the team,
she said.
You'll spend a lot of time here after school.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
For the next month, the team met twice a week. Savannah volunteered to come up with a design for the car. After hours of drawing and throwing away ideas, she finally had one for the team to build. She loved working on this project. Even when she wasn't working on it, she was still thinking about the car and how they could improve it. The day of the fair, the car was ready. Savannah hadn't been able to spend as much time with Amber and Tess, and it had been scary to try something new. But she was glad she had joined the team. Maybe it wasn't the popular choice, but for Savannah, it was the right one. She imagined Jesus smiling at her. He hadn't always made popular choices either, but they were always the right ones. After testing more than 50 entries, the judges awarded Savannah's team second place. She couldn't wait for next year's fair. She already had a few ideas. The author lives in Colorado, USA. End of the story, Savannah the Engineer, by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen.